Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Passing Dimes. Really excited for today's two guests. Joining us from the women's national team, our friend of the show, Lane Van Westkirk, and it's about time we got Kira Van Rijk on the show. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Josh.
So we have so much to talk about, but let's cover the pro season stuff, because I understand you guys probably got like 3 days off from your pro season to reporting to Richmond there. So Kira, you've been with Turkey with the same club for 3 years in a row. So tell us how that's going, because typically on this show, we hear people go like club to club every year, but you found a nice spot there.
Yeah, I've played for Turkish Airlines for the last three seasons. I do one like a one by one, and every year kind of signed to go back again. Yeah, I mean, I love Turkey. It's kind of become a second home for me. The volleyball is one of the best leagues in the world, and I get to like learn a new culture. And yeah, I just really enjoyed staying one place. I actually remember a moment talking to Lex, I don't know how long ago this was, but before I stayed for the 3 years, and we were just talking about how nice it would be to stay in a place for like longer than one season, just to get like used to the normal and know where things are and feel comfortable. And I think not soon after that, I actually stayed for the 3 years. So it's really nice to have that like safe home where you know kind of the basics and you know the places that you like. And the team, of course, we got top four the last 3 years, so we were finishing pretty well in the league itself. So I'm excited to go back to Turkey for another season next year, but I will not be staying with the same team.
Oh, nice. Thank you for sharing that. Can we announce your new club?
Sorry?
Can we announce your new club?
Not yet. I have to wait for that. Sorry.
And just a quick follow-up there. I am curious. I don't think you're old enough, but I remember that you actually played for one of Canada's former head coaches. Did you ever play national team for Marcello before you went to Turkey?
My first year with the national team was with Marcello. And then my first season abroad was in Italy with Marcello for about a month or two. Then he quit, or like they parted ways. And then I went to Poland, and then I went to Turkey, and he was the coach there for a year and a half before he again left the team. So I played with Marcello for 3 years, or like kind of three different seasons.
So some familiarity there. And then looking at the roster, obviously Turkey, a ton of great Turkish players. Was that something you had to get used to where, yes, there are occasions where you did play with another Canadian cat, but usually it's you and maybe one or two other foreigners, right?
Yeah. I got lucky last season. I got to play with M, which was great. And then the Americans in my first year, and then this year was full of Brazilians. So I've kind of got to play with a couple different people, which is really fun. And then, yeah, I got to see some different Turkish players, but a couple of the same that stayed around. So I got a little bit of everything.
Awesome. And Lane, anyone that's been following you got to see your awesome Asian trips through Vegas. So what was it like deciding not to return to Europe, where most of the clubs are, most of your national team teammates are, and you took a chance and played in the brand new US League?
Well, actually, tragic story. I did sign in Italy this past season, and I was there for a week, but they sent me home due to a back injury. So I wasn't quite ready to play yet. I hurt myself in Quebec with Team Canada last summer. So I did originally want to go to overseas, but I worked out that I could go home and rehab for 4 months. And then this season started in January, and just happened that Las Vegas had a team. So obviously I'm going to end up there.
And what can you tell us about just the strength of the league? Because obviously you're a national team caliber athlete. You have played overseas. Were a lot of athletes in your similar situation where it's just mostly Americans, but North Americans who wanted to come closer to home?
Yeah, I think I've only played in France and Germany, but that's the highest pro level that I've played at. I think it's better than both those leagues.
Nice. And they're doing a ton of social media. What was like the community outreach? Like, obviously you got to do cool stuff with like the Golden Knights and the other pro sports there, but in terms of getting fans there, like what was the environment around like growing the sport in the US?
It was awesome. They were very good at reaching out to different club teams and just getting little girls to come to our games. So the community was very supportive. We did lose a lot, but they were all very understanding, like this is the first season and they're like invested in the Vegas thrill.
And is it fair to say the league's still going? Like you got to take a leave of absence for national team commitments, but the league's not finished, right?
Yeah, the last regular season game is May 11th, and then playoffs start, so there's still time.
So did your agent have to win them over, or you just didn't peace out, like, decide you were leaving, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the contracts that once the national team wants you, you gotta go.
Nice, nice. Okay, so as we're recording this, I just learned that you're in your second day of national team training. So all jokes aside, all seriousness, did you guys get time to go home?
I did not. I am lucky and I get to live at home. I'm a local girl in Surrey, so I get to live at home and train in Richmond.
And I get to live with Kira.
Awesome. But Kira, how many days off volleyball have you gotten?
I actually got more than I have in a long time. I got back maybe a week and a half ago, and so I got to go see my oldest sister and some family, which I don't get to see very often, so that was really nice for me.
Nice. And Lane, you're just living out of a suitcase the last 4 months?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that is the commitment, and with the VNL schedule being what it is, like, I don't blame anyone at Volleyball Canada for wanting to get it going. So I am curious, when we look at the roster that Shannon's kind of constructed, or the invites, does it help getting back to training knowing that it's really the same core? Like, I think the team has been similar for a long time with you guys, and I don't want to leave anyone out, but obviously Hillary's still involved, Bree's still involved. So does that give you guys a little bit of a head start that it's not a brand new thing? Like, you're not really installing systems, right? It's just kind of getting back together and playing the Canada system.
Yeah, I mean, our team cohesion is, like, already, we already know everybody, we're all friends, so we don't have to go through any of that, and, yeah, we're kind of just, like, brushing up on everything we should know, and, yeah, that's what this week is for, just making sure we're all on the same page with systems, like, forgetting what you did your last pro season and getting back to Canada volleyball.
And with that, I'm just trying to look it up right now. Oh, you guys have a match May 14th, as we're recording this, and it's against Brazil, so you come out of the gate pretty hot. So what is your travel arrangement? So home base is in Richmond, and then when will you guys have to depart and hit the road and start? You really don't get a training camp, right? Like, I'm trying to think of the math here.
No, we're going to be going to Brazil a week before our first game, and so we started on Monday, and this coming Sunday, we're going to hop on a plane down to Brazil. And we're going to be training out of a club there for the week before we head into Rio for our first game against Brazil. So it's like 2 weeks maybe before our first game.
And my apologies, I should know this. When speaking to Coach Shannon there, I understand we're definitely in the hunt. I think it's going to come down to us, the Netherlands, and one other country there. But what is the format? Because I believe some teams have already qualified, but we need a good result to get in the last qualification window, right?
Yeah, we pretty much need to be, for the teams that have already made it, they're in, whatever, we need to be next top four world ranking.
Yeah, there's six that qualified now, then France has to go, then most likely Kenya will go, and then after that there's four spots left. The top three are kind of basically taken already with, like, the gap between the world ranking points, so there's honestly, there's one spot left, and the closest right now is us in the Netherlands, and they're about 22 points ahead of us at the moment.
And when you say world ranking points, those literally shift every week in a VNL, right? Like, if you win a match, you can go up, and if you lose, you go down. It's like an ELO rating or whatever they call it.
Yeah, yeah. Every day, every game, it will change.
Number of sets even factors into that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Swings for both, like, yeah. It's a big point swing if you get, like, a 10-pointer.
And if any hardcore fans are listening, you mentioned Kenya might get in because I think there needs to be an African rep. But with USA and Dominican already qualified, that checks the box for Norseca. There's no, like, backdoor Norseca for us to go to or anything, right?
No.
Fascinating. Okay, so we're gearing up. We're going to be playing the middle of May. What is the inside with the leaders in the group? What are coaches saying where you guys are explaining this math to me and I would be watching the standings, I'd be watching other games, I'd be trying to figure it out? Are you guys going to put your heads in the sand and just worry about your business? Are you going to watch the standings? Like, what is the message in terms of, like, once you guys beat Brazil, are you going to check the standings and see how everyone else did too?
I think, I don't know, personally, like, I want to know, like, every game. That's just who I am. But I know that it's been a conversation in the past that we want to be really focused on what we're actually doing in that moment, in that game, in that day. And so it's going to be a battle, I think, for us mentally to be like, okay, we really need to be prepared for the moment that we're in right now and not worry about what other people are doing and just do our job well. but knowing me as a person, I'm definitely going to check it out. But I think the value, or like what I need to really focus on, is not taking that to like, oh no, like the Netherlands is taking one more step than we should, like not trying to get into the nitty gritty, but keeping an eye on it and like really trying to let that happen on its own and make sure that we do our job well.
And with the number of matches in a short amount of time, obviously you're both highly competitive and you want to play every single time, but what are those conversations with coach in terms of like, hey, in this pool, we got 4 matches in 4 days, but you're only going to play 3 or you're only going to play 2. Like, how are you guys managing that? And how does the team cohesion kick in? Because like I said, everybody wants to play every point, but knowing that someone else can get the job done has got to be a little bit of a relief too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at our team versus someone like the US, you know, like they have, I mean, we have the same population in the country as like California, you know, so they definitely have more depth in their team. And so they're able to cycle through a few more players. And we don't have that many players in the gym. And so it's a little bit more difficult for us to have rest as players. I think ideally we're able to let more people play and get that experience, but also get that like safety and that rest. I think it will really depend on how we're doing. And right now, like, because we're so, so close to qualifying, literally every point, every set matters. And so we have to be, like, the coaches have a difficult decision on like, for them, because they have to decide, like, is it the moment to give this person a rest? Is it a good moment to, like, let this person play, you know, and, like, try to get that that cycling through? And honestly, I don't want to be in their shoes. Like, that's so difficult. So yeah, I think it will just depend on the day and how people are doing and playing. And I think it'll be a daily decision.
So walk me through this. It looks like first pool, you guys are in with Brazil and you get to play the host country, and you play Dominican, China, and Thailand. So no easy matches there. Who's hosting pool 4 or whatever they call it, like the next wave or the shuffle that is going to start May 28th?
We're going to Arlington, Texas. For round 2.
And you also play the US?
Yes, game 1, I believe, actually.
Nice. Okay, at least we're kind of similar time zones. We're going north-south there, but again, you have to play the host country on home soil, so I'm sure it'll be rocking. It'll be a fun experience, but again, no real easy schedule. Not that I'm trying to like pump your tires and say, oh, you should have the victim card here and feel bad for yourselves, but it looks like you'll play USA, Germany, Serbia, and then South Korea. So again, no easy matches there. And then help me out. I think you go to Japan for the last wave.
Yep.
And obviously you'll play the Netherlands. Is that a game that people are talking about because that's the head-to-head battle? Or is that, again, I'm just being an armchair quarterback. Like, is that looking too far ahead? You guys have like 6 matches before that one can happen, right?
It is looking too far ahead, but like we still think about it. It'll be a big one.
So hopefully Coach Shannon doesn't mind me asking this, but again, with you guys having a short amount of time in the gym and a lot of prep and a lot of opponents, how much pressure does this put on the scout and the coaching staff to make you guys ready? Or do you guys start to have a pretty flexible system in terms of like, this is our base system and this is what we might do against Brazil, what we might do against USA? Or are you guys like honestly installing the night before the game in a hotel? Because like, 3 or 4 matches in 4 days, playing multiple opponents, all world class. Like, how do you prepare for these things?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, some of us have played volleyball like yesterday, and some have just come into the gym. And so the first couple of days are kind of getting used to each other again, connecting with the setters and remembering our defensive system and all these kind of things of just reconnecting with each other. And so at the moment, like this week, I don't see us really focusing on Brazilian players or Dominican or anything like that. Maybe when we're in Brazil, but honestly, there's so many teams that like we play in a row that I think what we will or we could do is more of like a general, like, okay, if we're blocking cross, like this is how we're going to do that. And if we're blocking line, like this is how we're going to work on that. And I think that's kind of the only way you can do it at this moment, because you have 4 games in 5 days or 6 days. And so you've really got to be good at changing your system and changing your mind. And if you are making changes, you're not making big changes because you want to play good at what you're doing. And so I think our focus is probably how can we be our best us and then make the small changes that we need to the night before, the day before, or just whenever we can.
And I imagine it's a sense of like the job's not finished, or you don't really recognize it because you're still riding the wave. But when you look back, how cool is it to think about like when Marcello was the head coach, I think everybody wanted us to go to the Olympics, but it really wasn't that realistic. And then Tom comes in and they starts talking about like, what would our behavior like if we're at the Olympics? And we had an outside chance, but still a chance to qualify for Tokyo. And now this year with Shannon Cycle, I mean, you guys have been at Worlds, VNL is a regular thing. We're winning matches. Like when you guys look back at this, like does this match the expectations you had? Has it been a pretty wild ride? Like what was Tom and Shannon preaching like 5-6 years ago now coming true?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Karen and I have been in this program for like 7 years. Well, like junior national team for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's about time that we've got a chance at the Olympics and we're ready to take advantage of it.
I think also one thing that like was spoken about yesterday was just the like realizing we've been working for this, not just like the last two years or 3 years or 4 years, like the program itself has been working at this for many, many years, and we haven't qualified for such a long time, but like knowing that there's been so many people before us laying the foundation, and maybe we're on the younger, like we're in the middle now, but we were the youngest for the longest time on the team, and we got to see like the older girls go through it. And I think like qualifying will be so satisfying, knowing that like there's so many women who have gone through this before us, setting the foundation for us to like really take off. And I think we really have taken off in the last couple of years, just changing our mindset, like from the mindset of like, oh, we could go to the Olympics, to like, no, like we're qualifying, like we're going to do everything in our control to help us get there. And I think, especially this year, I feel like more focused on like, okay, we need to do nutrition. We need to do like all the things we can, to have that 1% better than the Netherlands or whoever else.
We feel like it got pretty real like 1 or 2 years ago. We're like, oh wait, this is like really in reach. Mm-hmm.
And I know you're both quite young, but it is funny to think of you as like vets on the team. And I'm wondering, does that help you bring along like some of the literal children you have on the team? Like your liberos are in university. Like it's so funny to think about how young they are. But do you guys prepare them with like the size of the moment coming with your pro experience, with your national team experience, where we trust that they can get the job done? But yeah, like literally they just finished exams, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are still young. And I got to play with Casey Jost at UBC in my second year. So for me, it's exciting, and I've kind of had to realize that I've been in a position of leadership for the last couple of years, but I think this year it's a special year where I feel more prepared to be in that moment of, yeah, like there might be more pressure on like the girls who have more experience or older, but what can we do to make the girls that maybe don't have that experience or are coming out of college, like, how can we support them and let them know like, hey, yeah, it might be stressful, it might be nerve-wracking, it might be whatever you're feeling, but like knowing that we've got your back and like we've been through some big games and like we're gonna support you through this, but also knowing that we're in it too, because we've never made the Olympics, like none of us have, so like we're all in this together at the same time. And so I think it will take like a give and a take of for everyone on the team, like maybe Jen, who is, I think, the oldest on the team, to whoever's the youngest, I don't know right now, Kat. It's going to take everyone on the team realizing that we're in this new experience, but it's exciting, and we're going to do it, like, together rather than, like, oh, you're the youngest. It's like, no, like, we're in this together. Like, I think that will be so important to us, rather than each person.
And as a group, do you guys ever kind of look back and anchor to some pretty cool moments? Like, one I always joke with Kruger all the time is, like, the Brazil win stands out in my mind. It's like, oh, like, we've arrived. But I'm wondering, was there any moments for you guys before that, whether it was even just qualifying for VNL or Worlds or something cool happened, that were, like, does any kind of moment kind of convince you? We're like, yeah, we do earn the right to say we're going to be Olympians. We have earned the right to play at this level versus, I feel like the first time we ever played at the stage, it was kind of cool to be there. I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn as an outsider, though.
For me, the China win in the bubble VNL was pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
That one stood out. That was good. Yeah, I think the bubble was kind of the start. You know, that was our first year in VNL. And I remember, like, even just looking back now at the growth that we've had. But I remember, I think we beat Brazil in the first set.
of our first game. Mm-hmm. Or, like, we won the first set and we were kind of like, wait, like, we can do this. And, of course, yeah, we didn't win the rest of the set, the game. But I think that was the moment of, like, wait, we have the players that, like, once we get the experience and get the, like, consistency in our ability to play, like, high-level volleyball, like, we can compete with the best. And so I think that kind of, for me, was like a, oh, wait a minute, we can totally do this. We just need to, like, do it more often in a row. And I think, like, every year we've had the opportunity to, like, step forward in that. And, like, even going from our first BNL, beating them in, like, Brazil in one set to last BNL and winning against them, that's kind of a cool, like moment for me at least of, like, we've done what we thought we could do, and, like, now what can we do more? Like, can we beat them in four instead of five? Or can we, like, can we beat the U.S.? Can we beat some of these bigger teams and, like, stack some good wins? And I think with the players that we're developing, whether they're developing overseas or in the national team gym, I think we are getting more and more opportunities to compete and win against these big teams.
Yeah, guys, I can't thank you enough for taking the time, because you are super busy and you are preparing for an Olympic run. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that you did. I will say that the fans and I will nerd out and we'll watch the standings. You guys don't have to pay too close attention, but it's going to be a fun ride, and I can't wait to get it kicked off. So, yeah, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.